Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Gold Diggers podcast. You were joined by me, your host, at FLWN underscore, for those people who don't know what flown means. Anyway, and I'm here with
Marva at Marva MSK.
Three at Miss Blue.
Tima at Tima Nichols.
Yeah. Are you sure?
I always forget my Addy, so I think it's at Tima Nichols.
Okay. And Audrey at Audrey Milan.
Wow, it's so good to have you back, Audrey. Oh. Welcome back home. It's so good to have you back. So what prompted your decision to make your return to Golden Gate?
Sorry, I'm just here to record a podcast. I'm not going to get into the details.
Anyway, so if for people that don't know, Audrey was with us at the very beginning. And then she had a little, I'll call it a break, a hiatus from the podcast. And now she's back. Controversial as ever. And I guess we're just going to go straight into it. Our group chat has been having a debate. We've been asking one another who's the better team, Chelsea or Manchester United. And Tima and Audrey kind of went back and forth a little bit, but what a coincidence that they're sitting right here. Do you know them ones where it's like you've got to say it to each other's faces now? So I guess I'm just going to go straight in with you, Tima. What's your take on the better side and why do you think it's Chelsea?
First of all, hey sis. listen, I've watched Man United a few times this season.
It's only been five games.
Five games or not five games? We look better than you guys.
And we still have the same amount. How much points do you have? 13? How much does
Why do we have the same points or not? I don't care about that. But you think you're sending a better
but
result?
But the thing is, you brought this debate to the group chat. Like, none of us started this debate.
Yeah.
I was minding my own business, doing my own thing on a Sunday morning. And you brought the debate. And I just don't understand really like how you can really say that Manchester United are better. I think, look at what young boys slapped you off the
they
pitch.
They did not slap us very much. It was a mistake. Mistakes happen in football. That's the reality of football.
So mistakes how many happen. Mistakes do you have to make?
Well, we're going to win the Champions League. We're not going to win the Champions League. We're going to qualify out of our group stage. So, young
that's,
boys,
that's
everything happens. Everything happens.
We all know what happened last football. Season. What happened last season?
We came second. That's what happened last
season.
No.
In the Champions League, what happened last season?
It's football. It happened.
It happens.
No, Jenny, it happens. You can't compare last season to this season. This time, we've got a better squad. We've got Ronaldo. You don't have Ronaldo.
Yeah, but we have the best squad. I would argue.
Your squad is not better than Man United.
Okay.
Are you telling
our
me?
Squad
no, no,
is
no.
not better than Man United, excluding Lukaku. Our squad that is not better than Man United could beat Villarreal, but you guys couldn't.
Wow, congrats. Okay. We could beat West Brom, but you couldn't beat West Brom.
Okay. So,
but
who are the seasons of Euroman?
I applaud you. I'm so happy that you won that because
thank
it stopped City from winning the Champions League. That's a win for me. That's like, I'm not an Arsenal fan. You should be saying that to Arsenal fans. Like me, I was happy that you won that game, boy.
No, but it hasn't got anything to do with Arsenal fans. I'm talking
about
Man
United. Yeah, but Chelsea winning Champions League don't affect me as much because
I'm not talking about why it affected you. I'm talking about that a team is still better than Man United.
It's not better than Man United, man. Come
so
on.
So, what are you basing that on?
Our attack is better than yours.
Based on what?
So are you telling me that on paper, your attack? Are you saying to me, that Havertz, Werner, that Lukaku boy, whatever you call him. Actually, for those that wasn't here, I was actually the only one that was supporting Lukaku throughout the whole campaign when I was on the...
I'm not going to say Martial
because we can see that he's going through some stuff. I'm not going to say him. We've got Ronaldo, we've got Rash, we've got Sancho, like we've got Bruno, we've got players. The only problem, like I said to you in the group chat, if Lukaku comes out, you're finished.
Comes out with Champions of Europe. We won the Champions League without him. But you can't. We won the Super Cup without him.
Sorry, I'm just going to interject there. If you're saying that Man United's attack is better than Chelsea's, then why are you saying that you're going to win the Champions League or the Premier League? Because clearly you're better than us.
Do you know what? I'm not going to run for the grind. We can compete for the Champions League and we can compete for the Premier League.
No, say you're
going
to win.
No, but that's different though. Can you guys say confidently you're going to win the Premier League?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what I mean. We can compete. I'm not saying we're going to win because the last time I said it,
but you said you have the better attack than us,
we do, but... We're still clicking and stuff. I'm not going to put myself like this.
The same way you want to take out Lukaku from your attack, let's take out Ronaldo from your attack.
Yeah, so...
And it's the same team that lost against Villarreal.
Not really. Varane's there, thank you very much.
No, you're talking about your attack. Your attack.
Oh, okay. Apologies. Well, sorry. I'm not being funny. Like I said, our attack is better than Chelsea's. And that's
what are you basing that on?
Ronaldo's here. You can't tell me that Ronaldo is better than everyone. Are you telling me right now that Lukaku is better than Ronaldo? Just a yes or no. Yes or no. Is Ronaldo better?
You're not saying that Ronaldo or Lukaku is better than Ronaldo. We're talking based on the results.
It doesn't matter about results because we still have the same team, the same points. I don't understand. This is the talk.
Yeah, but you're talking about.
I'm talking about the Premier League. Forget Champions League.
You don't want to talk about Champions League because you lost. Okay, so let's just talk about Premier League. We're on the same points.
Yeah.
We have the same goal difference. So what's your beef?
That we can compete against you.
And we can compete against you.
I'm saying Man United's team is better. Do you think you play good football?
I think we play fantastic football.
Your football's boring.
We win.
Your football's boring.
I don't care.
It's like, boring. When I watch, I actually fall asleep. It's boring.
Where did you get her from?
Welcome to Audrey.
Return to sender.
I actually saw Joyce tweet that she doesn't get backlash from Chelsea fans, but your football's boring. When I watch Man United sometimes, we perform small football and I'm like, yeah, but you guys are boring.
Okay, the thing is, if we didn't...
Even today, I promise you, in the first half, Tottenham played better football than
they did.
I
swear.
Yeah, they did.
Wait, hurry on. If we didn't want boring football, we would still have Frank Lampard in charge. We don't... Listen, I'll take boring football every single day of the week because I want my team to win. Like, winning is the name of the game. I couldn't care less if you're spraying balls from Fernandes to Ronaldo and then it's hitting the keeper and you're not getting penalties.
Ronaldo actually scores. He's got three goals and four, whatever the stats is. He actually scores goals. You should use someone else other than Ronaldo to prove that point.
But you're saying that you've got a better attack.
We do have a better attack.
What makes your football more...
It's entertaining. Their style is entertaining.
Okay, wait, guys, can we come off the attack for a second and let's delve deeper into the other aspects of a football team, such as the midfield. In fact, let's go straight to the midfield.
Okay,
Who's better?
Yeah, let's do 11 for 11.
Who's better? Should we do a combined 11 right now?
Okay. Forget the midfield. Everyone knows.
No,
because everyone knows that Fred is wicked. Everyone knows, but her name is crap. So that's not a fair comparison. Like, that's not fair.
It's not.
It's actually
your midfield.
It's not, because if you put Fred in your team, you wouldn't get the same results that we're getting. We're actually managing right now. And that's because Ole is a good coach.
Oh my god,
she's stressing me out.
No, man.
Audrey, you're stressing me out.
No, because you can't use Fred's. Everyone knows Fred is shit. They want to skip the midfield. They want to go to the defense.
So you've got a better team than Chelsea overall?
I actually stand by it. Yes, I genuinely believe that we do.
Okay, so let's go to the defense, right?
Yeah, okay, Varane.
You've already said that...
The attack is better. So, sorry, you're Everton fan, right? Please be honest. whose attack is better? Please, just be honest.
Why is it just attack?
The thing we're going to go in section. We'll go by
right, sections. The thing is, in my world, I'm dealing with a front three of Andros Townsend, so like I'm in a different world to you. But I'd say, I don't know, front three, Sancho, Ronaldo, Greenwood is a pretty strong front three.
On paper.
What do you mean on paper?
Compared to what, Lukaku, Mount, Havertz? Lukaku, Mount, Havertz. Out of those three, I'd probably go with United for the front three. Just on paper, though. I agree on paper. Midfield, we know. Defence. This is where it becomes difficult on paper, though, because if you're talking about two centre-backs, for example, obviously you play different formations. If you're talking about two centre-backs, I'm going, maybe you could say that Varane is better than, like, Christensen, for example. But in that formation, with Tuchel managing them, I'm backing Chelsea's defence over United's. You see what I'm saying? So that's the one I can't really compare that.
I can't argue that. That's fine. But we've got Champions League Varane, Champions League. You guys don't.
We've got Champions League, Kante.
But he's not. Is it? Why are you going for him? Why are you changing it?
She's, you know what? I'm not even involved in the debate. Anyways, y'all go on.
I'm not being. Anyways, guys, they've actually brought a lot of Chelsea fans to try and.
No, you came with the heat, and now you don't even want it.
Because on paper, like I said, when's our game? When we have that game, I promise you, I'll get the last laugh. Like
I promise you, you won't.
All right, cool. Do you want to shake hands on it? Yeah, record, please. Can you record this shaking? Yes. Cool. I'm actually like.
Can we do like a live watch of that? I'd love to see. Please.
Honestly, if Man United beat Chelsea, I'm wearing a Man United shirt.
Save me. If you guys beat us,
I'll bring the shirt for you.
Who do I keep cooking? Drogba. I'll bring your Drogba Chelsea top. I promise you, I'll wear it. That's how confident that I know that Chelsea
will
win.
You know what? I'll bring the Chelsea short for you to wear.
But you bring your Wambasaka.
But do you know what? Before we go off, yeah. I've realised every time you played, it's always that dumb, like, draws. So the games
you
are...
You beat us 4-0, we beat you. No, I'm talking about last... Like,
no, I'm talking about... You know, we played... It was a 1-0... I mean, it was 0-0. Nil. Like, the game is never, like...
I don't think it's going to be 0-0 now that...
You reckon it'll be...
They'll be a nil, but it won't be for Chelsea.
Are you sure?
Listen...
Wait, can I say something? Do you remember that you were the first team to give Daniel James his...
Cool. And when that was on the front Lampard.
No, I'm just saying, like... I'm just saying, did you know you kickstarted his group? I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is... Like, and we start Tammy. All I'm saying is,
you probably should have kept him. To be fair,
he's doing well. That's good for him. But all I'm saying is, Atletico Madrid had the same heat. Mm. Real Madrid had the same heat. Man City three times had the same. Come with their chest. Klopp came with his chest. And where did they all end up? Like none of them beat us.
But sorry, the Man City thing doesn't make sense because everyone knew that Man City was not going to win. I already said it.
Can we address though? Who actually thought that Man City were going to lose that match?
I did.
Before the lineup came out.
I was going to say it until the lineup.
Should I tell you?
You're the only Chelsea fan.
Should I tell you why? Mentality, it shows in these type of games. I already said it, and I said it from the get-go that the only team that can beat City in the Champions League was Chelsea. You saw my tweets. People were laughing at me. Ha, you're chatting shit. I had the last laugh. I genuinely had the last laugh.
So in terms of mentality now, you think Man United can take Chelsea?
I genuinely feel like we can beat you guys. I'm not saying it's 50-50. It can go each way, but I genuinely, like, with me now, I'm even confident that we can beat Man City. That's how I'm confident with beating Chelsea.
But you guys beat Man City regularly, to be fair.
Yeah, no,
I'm really that much of a...
Well, boy, that's why I say that game is going to be the super game of the league. I'm telling you, we're going to beat you. I don't know by how many goals, but I know we're going to go with the 3 points.
Listen, I can't wait. I literally... Literally, 27th of November. Come fast. Thanks. Someone's going to be...
Is it on a Saturday?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Let me check it.
Because I know WizKid is that weekend, so I'm just making sure.
No, 27th is not the WizKid day. So anyone watching...
So that's Saturday. Okay, so we should do a watch.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's fine. Chelsea.
Yeah, so can we all agree? So if Man United wins...
I want a Man United shirt, absolutely.
Not just a Man United shirt, the Aaron Wan-Bissaka shirt. Yeah? And if...
It ain't gonna happen.
Chelsea lose... If Chelsea win... You're going to wear, Audrey, a Didier Drogba shirt. Yeah. And if Tima, do you have any hand in this bet, or are you just gonna sit there? Or
I'm just gonna sit there and enjoy her wearing her jogger shirt.
Okay.
Because it's gonna be a little bit of a sticky
because
one.
Because we're gonna be sitting at the top of the league.
Okay.
Anyway.
Can I ask you a question? What? Why don't you guys feel like Man United can't
beat? Before you answer that, haven't we all missed it? Can I ask you a question?
We
missed it. We missed it. Go ahead.
Yeah, like,
go ahead,
like generally speaking, what? Why don't you believe that we can?
Because
like,
do you know what?
Like, what's stopping you from believing?
On hand on heart, I think we have the best coach in the world. Tactically, he is on point. And I look at Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and I don't think it's the same levels. I think if you take Tuchel and you put him into Man United will win the Champions League and the league. If you take Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and put him in the Chelsea team, Chelsea are finishing seventh.
So that Tottenham game, if Ole was there, would have
done.
You say your manager, if you put him in Man United, he can win the Champions League. Why didn't he do it before? Why did
it,
like...
Well, he did it at Chelsea. He tried it with PSG, it didn't work. He came to Chelsea and it worked.
Because you guys had to play City in the final.
Okay.
And everyone...
Are you serious, Audrey?
I'm genuine. No, genuine.
Did you not see our run of games?
No, I saw your run of games. Uh-huh. I genuinely respect it. But, like I said, City in the final, seen it happen Liverpool, seen it happen Tottenham. Like, it's City. They just never do well in the Champions
City
League.
City that were Premier League champions.
Yeah, just because you're Premier League champions doesn't mean you're going to be champions.
Why are you downplaying Chelsea?
I'm not, though.
You're just saying things happen. Like, things don't happen. Things didn't happen
downplay.
Under Frank Lampard. We all knew what the disaster that was. Like, I think Chelsea and Man United are so close, and that's why I think the managers will make a difference on the day. Yeah. And if you're talking about managers, you can't talk about Tuchel and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer on the same level. And that's why I'm confident that Chelsea would beat Manchester United.
Can I ask you, by how many goals if you're
God. My God, do you know what? No more questions. Let's leave it there. Otherwise, we'll be here sat
I'm going to get, do you know what,
ever.
It's fine. I'm going to get the last laugh.
Okay, Audrey, you might have the last laugh. Bree, Timo, you guys might have the last
laugh.
We're
definitely going to have the last
laugh. Marvel, thanks for being a great support.
If it's a draw, does everyone come in with an Everton shirt then instead?
Not a chance. let's not push it.
I don't think there's Everton shirts down south.
But moving on. Okay. Champions League's back. I'm sure this might be a bit touchy for you, Audrey. So I will start with the champions of Europe. So we hosted Zenit on Tuesday. For me personally, it was a very underwhelming match, but I guess you're nodding your heads pretty vigorously. Yeah. But okay, Bree, let's get your take on it. How did you find the Zenit match?
It felt like such a long time ago. But one thing I'll say is that they made us work for those 3 points, as in we had to work hard for it. I do feel like, was it last week when we mentioned that what game was it? We played against Aston Villa, we played like champions.
Yeah.
I feel like that champions complex showed again within that game. We were really, really jammy throughout the whole match. But let's talk about Rudiger's. I didn't have to even finish my sentence, like you guys know what I'm talking about. I've watched the highlights again on Friday, and I'm not gonna lie, that watching him doing that run again pissed me off.
It reminds me of Joe Zuma, the stepovers against Ajax.
And then, like, flew over the bar.
Like, it's the run with the ball and completely off. And you know what annoyed me? Lukaku was right there and he was free. There was no one marking him. Like, that should have just been past Lukaku.
Nah,
I don't know
he's got, you've got to shoot. You have to do it.
No,
you
because do you know how many times really guys try?
I'm not even going to lie.
I saw he scored today.
Yeah, he scored today.
Ivanovic scored today.
I'm not even going to lie. Once he got past the halfway mark, yeah, and then he took on 1-2 play, I said, this guy is going to shoot. And I was like, oh, God. And my thing is, yeah, if he was just that bit clinical, it would have gone in. Because
he's
the goalkeeper
clinical.
Was on the other end. It would have gone in. But...
He's a defender. He's also practice shots like that, so he's not clinical.
But today? Today he was?
Yeah, he was.
But we'll come to today. But overall...
Overall, I'm happy, of course, that we got our 3 points. And I did say that we're going to finish at the top of that group. So we've already started quite well.
Yeah.
And again, I will say that even though we didn't play great, we still have that really strong mentality that we literally go there to win and not to draw.
Yeah.
And you literally see the difference within the squad as well, because if this was that under Frank Lampard, the way Zenit were making us work, that game could have easily ended in the loss.
Would have been past to the eights, take it forward. Oh,
like, there would have been no structure, just vibes. Do you know what I mean? So
No, I'm
also just having Lukaku now, like it's just a game changer.
All of a sudden, everyone likes Lukaku.
Listen, I've loved Lukaku for years. I'm OG.
No, I was saying that. It's just these two. That's what I'm saying.
To be fair, Brie, you was giving, like...
You're looking at her sideways.
To be honest, are we addressing it now? Okay, let's address it. I mean, if you guys... If I'm being honest, yes, I wasn't happy with the price tag, but I did say he has to show us that he's worth the price tag that we paid. So I'm happy.
What I'm saying is, like, when I knew I was coming on a pod today, and I was like, okay, I haven't been on for about a month, and I knew that Lukaku had put away chance after, like, I was happy because I think, you know, he has justified that price tag.
Yeah,
already,
he has.
It's quite interesting because after the, I was watching the Oscar game with my brother, and I was tense. And my brother said to me, Team, relax. It's different now. It's different. We're in a different phase now. And it's true. Like, even a Zenit game, like, if that was last season, I'm thinking we're losing. Yeah. But I just had faith that Chelsea would find Lukaku and Lukaku would find the back of the net.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, Ziyech, you know when Faye said he should shoulder on?
No, I hear it now.
I hear it loud.
Yeah, I hear it loud and clear because I don't know what's going on this season with him.
The thing is, let's give Ziyech some credit. He started the season really well, and I guess that's why he's getting a couple of minutes under his belt. But he just didn't have the best of games.
He hasn't had the best run of games in the last few games.
See how we always talk about unlocking Pogba. How are we going to unlock Ziyech? Because this is now becoming a problem.
Last year question: has he won the World Cup? Your Ziyech.
Oh, for God's sake, Audrey! I'm not even trying to come for Pogba.
Oh, okay.
I'm just using it in comparison. We say unlock Pogba, so how can we unlock Ziyech?
We unlock him by selling him.
Right. And that's on the Chelsea segment of the Champions League. So
I just think to myself, like, Ziyech, I gave him a season. You know, it's hard to come to the Premier League.
Yeah.
And you know, you need to bulk up. You need to be quick. And the thing is, he's not any faster than he was last season. Like, his decision making is too slow. He can't tackle, and he's still very weak. So he needs to still needs to improve a lot of the stuff that he needed to improve last season.
Okay. And we're gonna leave the Chelsea bit there, and then we're gonna go on to Manchester United, who went over to Young Boys, and they sadly lost 2-1. So, Audrey, I guess I'm going to come straight to you and kind of get an understanding of the game from your eyes. So,
it's football. It happens. It's generally football. But to be fair, on Twitter, I was saying it's on Ole and Aaron Zaka, but really injury is actually on Aaron because that red card basically killed off the game, like getting sent off. If you watch how Man United play, you'll know that Ole was forced to make those changes. And then he put on... That I can't even insult him because today he scored the winning goal for us, innit? Jesse, like I said, mistakes happened. Am I upset? Yes, but it's not the end of the world. I'm not going to beat myself about it over one game. But again, if I keep saying, oh, it's just one game, that's what happened to us last season. We lost out by one game. Yeah. But I do believe when we played again with 11 men, we should beat them. It's just that red card that just set us back. It happened. It generally happens. And that goal was always coming anyway. Did you guys watch the game?
Yeah.
It was always coming. Like, generally, it was generally always coming.
I guess my question kind of is, if the goal was always coming, red card or not, would that goal have come?
It probably would have, but then with us, I genuinely believe that we would have won that game. Because if you watch how Man United play, we can't play with 10 men. It's generally hard. We don't have the...
Chelsea
can. Oh, yeah, that's fine. No, you don't. Because when you play with 10 men, you lost 5-2 to West Brom. So
No, but we recently drew with Liverpool.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
New season, new us.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. But like I said, Aaron, he's the reason why we lost. But then you have to question Ole as well. Why are you taking off Ronaldo? Why? Why? You know, he's a goal scorer. You know, the Champions League is his bag. Why?
I guess, but because in midfield you were kind of getting panned, I guess. You got to try and choke it up somewhere.
It's all on Aaron. And then obviously you've got that stupid mistake in the last minute. But on the bright side, the other two that play each other, they drew. So it's not the end of the world. Do you understand? Yeah.
So are you depending on the other teams now to be drawing and losing?
No. We'll win our games. I'm confident we'll win our games. But like I said, it kind of takes the pressure off Ole just a tiny bit, innit? I'm confident we'll come out that group by fire, by force. We'll come out.
Do you think you're going to go into the, you can make it towards the final?
How can I say that yet when I don't know who are going
to
play?
No, but you're saying your attack is better than Chelsea's, and I think we can make it to the final.
Okay, that's fine. We can make it. Let's see how the group stages go.
It's not about the group stage, it's just having the confidence.
Okay. If I'm going to be honest with you, I've got more confidence in Man United in Champions League than I have in the Prem.
Okay.
That's how I felt last season, isn't it? I genuinely believe that we could have done something, but clearly I was asking for too much. It's too good to be true. But this season round, and only based on Ronaldo's presence there, I know he's not the same when he was doing the stepovers and no one was moving, but with Ronaldo's presence there, I feel confident. I know we're going to get a goal. He's actually in the right places at the right time. Whereas Martial, I don't know where he is half the time. Whereas when you look at Ronaldo, he's genuinely in the box. He wants to go. His movement's good. Same with Greenwood. So let's just see how the group stages go. If we do come out our group, I'm actually confident that we can go for the Champions League than I am with the Prem. With the Prem, I can't say we'll win it, but I do believe that we can compete for it.
Okay. Marva, did you watch any of the Champions League matches?
I watched, the goal show. Yeah. I also watched that. PSG, can we just have a little chat about PSG, please?
What did I say about PSG?
Did they draw?
They didn't win.
Messi got bummed. In fact, don't put that before they come for me.
But just for context, PSG went to Club Bruges and they drew 1-1?
Yeah, 1-1.
Yeah.
How can you have How can you have such a perfect squad on paper and you still draw? It's Poch. I didn't watch the game, but I'm just blaming Poch because he doesn't have that winner's mentality.
That's reality of football, though. If that's football, the beautiful
sport.
This
reality of football?
It's the reality of
where did this come from? Because that was in you 2 years ago.
I'm just accepting that it's football. Anything can happen, man. Especially in the Champions League, honestly. Do you remember, the Champions League? Who expected flipping Man United to knock out PSG? That's what I'm saying. Anything can happen in the Champions League. I'm not going to...
Audrey, we'll let you breathe for a second, okay? Marva, what shocked you? What were your takes about the PSG match that you wanted to bring it up?
I mean, the PSG game, I'm just like you're saying, it's like you've got that squad. You need max points minimum, basically, with that squad. That's a ridiculous... That's, like we said before, that's a FIFA-level squad. That's just, that's a football manager. I want to make some transfers and make the best team I've ever made squad. In terms of the goal, it was terrible defending, just terrible tactics, pressing too high, completely just open at the back, and you're playing against Club Bruges. And you want to win the Champions League for the first time.
You've got to do better than beating and then trying to beat Club Bruges and failing, but... Okay, sorry, I've really got something in my throat and I'm trying not to... Anyway, sorry, I think it's phlegm. It's so disgusting. I'm so sorry. Anyway, let's go through the results for Champions League. So, Sevilla played Salzburg, that ended 1-1. Young Boys played Man United, ended 2-1 to Young Boys. Lille and Wolfsburg, 0-0. Villarreal, Atalanta, 2-2. Chelsea Zenit 1-0 to Chelsea. Juventus scored 3 goals against Malmo. Chelsea girls, are you worried?
I think obviously Juventus away next. I think it's probably nailed on that Morata scores against us, but they've also
he hates Chelsea.
We don't like him either. But I think they.
Wow!
Oh, he's coming with the energy today.
No nonsense.
Shit wrong. But I think the start they've had in the Serie A suggests that they're not in brilliant form, and I think we come away with at least a draw. But I do think that Morata's going to score.
I really hope Morata doesn't score, because if he scores, he's knee sliding in front of that shed end. But
and they'll tell him.
We don't abuse players.
No, we don't. We don't. I was just gonna say. No, we don't.
To an extent.
Yeah.
So Barcelona hosted by Munich and they got slapped.
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about that as well?
Jeez. I don't even think it's worth even discussing. You know that from that 8-2, they still haven't healed. What's going on? What is actually going on? Did anyone watch that match or at least just watch the highlights?
Mm-hmm.
No, because the thing is, Barcelona is probably the saddest story.
They had zero shots on target that whole game. Barcelona, zero shots on target.
Hard and fast.
This is the Koeman effect, though.
What, Koeman effect?
What's that?
Tell us about it.
He's, honestly, we've had a lot of bad managers in our time. Koeman set our whole club back so far. I'm not joking. Him and our director of football at the time, Steve Walsh. Yeah. And fair enough, Barcelona, their problems go beyond Koeman as well in terms of their, like... But the way that... Yeah, debt and the way that is run, that club is just going south. It is just like... But also, he's so, like, arrogant. Like, he freezed out, was it Pjanic? Like, and he gave some interview just saying, yeah, like, he just never even watched me in training. He just told me, like, he just, like, completely freezed me out, didn't give me a chance. Like, and he does this with players continuously. Like, he did it with Umar Nias. He just took away his locker. Like,
his locker? Yeah,
he put him in the under-23s, took away his locker. He did it with Barkley as well. Like, not to the same extent, but just, like, froze him out, didn't play him, was just really negative towards him. And but at that point for everyone, he was doing, like, he just needed that, you know, there's a level of, like, tough love, and then there's a level where, like, it goes too far and you've just, like, completely ruined the confidence of someone. Mm. And he just does that with, like, so many players he comes across, and it's just like... Bro, you kind of need some other players in your team right now. Like, can you be affording to, like, freeze people out? He just brings such, like, a negative energy. And, yeah, and then I think he even said in an interview, like, a few weeks ago, he's like, because of me, there's a future at Barcelona or something like that.
God.
And it's like, then you have zero shots on target in Champions League, so...
They need to run him out of town, honestly. They actually don't.
But at the same time, I'm like, who else would come in? Like, obviously, there are better managers than him, but to bring Barcelona back to the level, it's beyond just the manager.
The pressure
is
too much for that to even happen. I can maybe a Jose Mourinho. Nah,
I
swear
they're broke.
They're broke.
Yeah, it's
and Real Madrid broke.
No, but Real Madrid is different, dude. That's the difference between Real Madrid and Barcelona. Real Madrid, they're that club. Even if they're crap, players still want to go. Look at Mbappe. He's dying for it to go to...
he's twerking for that.
Like,
man.
He's proper dying for it. That's
Barca
the difference.
Used to be that club as well. Mm.
No, they used to. They're yeah, they were. They're but they actually finished. Yeah. I used to think Man United were finished, but Barcelona, they're finished. At least we've got money to, like, help us next time. They're actually done. Do you see
the whole thing with, like, Griezmann? Like, what they've ended up... They basically ended up... Atletico Madrid ended up getting, like, essentially 85 million or something, like, when you take into consideration all the loan fees, etc. Only for him, Griezmann, to be back at Atletico to have won a league in that time as well.
Griezmann was full, like, of absolute rubbish.
And they spent so much on Griezmann's wages that they couldn't keep other people at the time, which is why they then let go of a bunch of people. And then you just put him back on loan. And you gave Suarez to them as well.
But apparently, Atletico did him dirty because Atletico wanted Griezmann at the start of the window. They waited until, basically, Messi was gone. And then right at the end, they said, actually, yeah, we'll have him. No, seriously, that is, like, a true story. They waited until, like, they couldn't afford Messi. But, I mean, even if Messi stayed, I don't think it would have made a difference. And then they were like, yeah, okay, we'll take him.
Yeah,
right at the end.
They wanted to tear Barcelona apart. They said, let's tear him apart.
You see the Messi thing there? I saw that Messi was willing to get his wages halved.
Yeah, but it was even if he was on £0 a week, it still wouldn't have, like, matched the, not financial fair play, but whatever the legal rules were.
Whatever cap they've got going on there, it's not going to match it.
Finish, man. That's why they wanted that Super League.
Yeah,
that's
100%.
Why they were spearheading it.
They needed that.
That's why them and Madrid.
They needed a piece. But moving forward, Atletico Madrid, Porto 0-0. Real Madrid beat Inter Milan. Man City beat RB Leipzig 6-3, and that was actually
a very good game.
But we don't really care about City. actually, interestingly enough, Pep came out and kind of said, the City fans weren't there. He said that, I can't remember word for word, and I don't want to paraphrase, but in simpler terms, he basically said, "Where are our fans? Like, our fans were not in the stadium."
No. Then said to him,
there was, what? 30,000 fans or something out of 55.
They said she keeps his manager. Wait, sorry. They said she sticks to managing and not talk about the fans, basically.
Yeah.
No, because especially, like, when you look at a team like Man City, there are fans who are, what, like, in their 50s, 60s, or whatever, who have seen Man City play at lower league levels as well.
Yeah.
They would have been paying, when they were, like, what, in their 20s or whatever, paying however much for a game, probably, like, fiver or whatever it is. Like, I don't know. And it's, like, now they've become this super club, but prices are ridiculously high. And it's just, like, it's a bit different if it's, like, a PSG who you've always expected it to be that kind of club.
Yeah.
But Man City, who have a lot of their fans, were there from the beginning in terms of they were watching them play, you know, Oldham away or whatever, and now so you want them to play that every week.
Some of them were actually Chelsea fans.
Oh my God.
But even that, the switchover's only been in the last, like, what, like 5 to 10 years that you're starting to get those new generations of, oh, I'm a Man City fan. Like, yeah, all right.
But the only thing is, like, I get all of that. But he's also in his right mind to say, come and back the team.
Yeah.
I think the backlash is a bit weird to me. Like, I just think
what
to
was
myself,
the backlash exactly?
People just tend to
the head of
football.
The Man City fans. He said, mind your business. He basically told him to mind his business.
So, but
and he shouldn't talk about that.
But they came out and then they drew to Southampton, so maybe they should.
And it was a full stadium this time around, and they drew to Southampton. Listen, we're going to talk about that.
I'm sure the fans would have even said, then this is the reason exactly why we don't come to fucking games.
But that's the thing. But in other news, Liverpool beat AC Milan 3-2 by the skin of their teeth.
Oh, it's 3-2.
It was 3-2. Ended 3-2. And yeah, that's it in terms of the Champions League. So moving forward to the Premier League, and this is where it gets a bit interesting. Chelsea played Tottenham today. I really wish we had a Tottenham fan. Honestly, honest to God, I wish I had a Tottenham fan, because I don't know what the hell happened to Tottenham today. I don't know what the hell happened to them, because they started on the front foot. And anyway, sorry, I need to remember that I'm hosting. So, Tima, we gave a rundown of Zenit. Give us a rundown of Tottenham.
So, yeah, I think, obviously, Tottenham came out. They had a little bit of energy, a little bit of vim. And I think in the first half, yeah, like, they were really on us. And I think I said in a group chat, like, we were getting overrun in midfield. Mount stank out the stadium. Sorry, I can't say it.
Whisper it.
He stank out the stadium. So, yeah, and I think our attack was, like, I've always believed in playing with pace, and I love Havertz, I love Lukaku, Mount sometimes, but there's no pace in that front three. So obviously he took off Mount, put on Kante, and you know, played for the three in midfield and two up top, and Tottenham just literally could not cope. And it's like those tactical situations and decisions that Tuchel makes that really makes a difference to this Chelsea team. But Tottenham literally fell apart like 10 minutes in the second half, and they didn't know which way was up. And actually, Chelsea should have been about 5-0. It should have been about 5-0. And that's not an exaggeration. So chance after chance after chance. And I think if this was last season, under Brexit FC manager, I think...
don't disrespect my goat.
That's crazy.
Listen, I love him as a player, but you know he's Brexit FC. He wanted to bring on the Burnley centre-back. Like, and sell Rüdiger.
No, I'm playing. Carry on.
if this was last season, we all know that probably Chelsea even lose in the first half. You know, they draw the game. But
Rüdiger wouldn't have even been starting. No. So he wouldn't have made the clearances that would have saved our asses.
But what I did like is seeing Werner and Lukaku together. I've been crying out for that, like, the whole season. And I think I actually...
What is a simulation, man? I'm so sorry.
The chances. I kind of disagree with you guys, because I actually think...
Wait.
I disagree with you guys.
Okay, go on. Tell us
my chest. I said it in my chest.
I enjoyed that. Go on.
I said it in my chest because I actually think we have seen the start of the season and, you know, Chelsea are playing well. But I actually still think Werner is so crucial to that attack. And because of his pace, he stretches that back line and he drags away the defender. So Lukaku has even more space.
But he's a striker.
But he's not, though. Like, he plays off...
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He plays left off the, a big man. That's what he
what,
did
what
for...
Did we buy? What's his sole purpose for the reason that we bought him?
Are we talking about... are we talking about under Frank Lampard or
yeah,
are we talking
Frank
about
Lampard.
Under
no,
Tuchel?
Because no, no, no.
They're two
about
different
under
things.
Chelsea. Under
Chelsea, he's
Chelsea
there to...
to score goals.
And provide goals as well.
To score goals.
And provide
no,
goals.
We bought Kai Havertz.
Oh, can you not
goals.
Adapt though? It's like now you've got
yeah,
Lukaku and you, you need
happened.
Pace.
No, facts. And I actually go on, Brie.
Oh, that's not
okay, we'll come back to it. No, but facts. It is nice to see Werner and Lukaku mm-hmm. together. And last season, everyone knows, I was backing Werner. I went against my dad. My own dad. We were beefing, headbutting each other. But sometimes you have to realise that enough might be enough, and I feel like that might be the same thing with Tuchel, because this is the first time Tuchel's let him play over 10 minutes this season.
And I actually think
and
that's
there's a
mistake.
Reason for
I
that.
I think that's a mistake. I think
I'm not too sure.
I think against Zenit.
Stop letting
Zia
live rent-free in your mind.
He's living very rent-free. Against Zenit, I think... I was surprised that Werner didn't start, actually, and I think he would have made a massive difference.
He would have made a difference, 100%. But at the same time, can you rely on him to keep the ball, and can you rely on him to track back when he loses the ball?
Over other players, or just...
Just in general.
Just in general. I mean, I'm backing him. That's my man. I'm backing him.
I hear it. I was delusional last season, too.
I genuinely think, you know, for me, that's I want the front three. I would love to see Werner, Lukaku, Havertz. That's what the front three for me. But
and you'll take out Mason Mount.
I think Mason Mount. I can't. I'm gonna whisper this in case Faye is listening. I think Mason Mount hasn't had a good start to the season. And actually, this season, I want to see him assist more and I want to see him score more.
Yeah.
And he's not even bringing in the performances. So no, I wouldn't have Mason Mount right now.
Okay. Okay. Brie, what's your take on the Timo Werner conundrum?
I think with Timo Werner, I mean, yeah, last season when we bought him, it was to be our striker. But I think Tuchel probably came in and established that, established from the way he's adapted to the league that he's better off playing as a winger.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think he's better off playing that position rather than being a striker, because clearly he doesn't excel in that role. But today, oh my goodness, like he reminded me why I don't really like seeing him on the pitch full time. maybe he does need more game time. I don't know, but fuck me, those chances that he missed.
I mean, yeah, but Lukaku missed chances.
No, but Werner's chance.
The calibre of chances are different. You put Lukaku in Werner's situation, Lukaku scoring. You put Werner in Lukaku's situation.
Well, bless Lukaku. When Werner missed that very obvious chance, Lukaku was like, don't worry, it's okay.
The thing is, I like the brotherhood. I like the compadreship.
The thing is, Lukaku usually does the thing where he's like, yeah, pass to me.
Yeah, and this time around he was like, "No, it's okay." And even when Lukaku scored against Zenit, who did he praise? He praised Timo Werner. He said, "Werner actually gave me the space." Are you not ashamed? Are you not embarrassed? Why are you being praised for giving another striker space?
Nah, come on. Like, I think the thing is, Chelsea fans were there saying Werner last season. We took Werner outside, and we were even worse without him. I genuinely think he really adds something. And actually, he's played that role for Leipzig. He's played off a big man. So actually, I think, you know what I'm going to say? I think if he plays consistently with Lukaku, I think it's going to be a beautiful partnership.
Do you know what it is, though? We'll move on after this. I personally don't think it's a quality problem. And I think if he does play with Lukaku when he's confident, he would thrive. But his confidence is on the floor and he hasn't been able to pick it back up for quite a long time. Yeah. And we've seen it with Morata. And he struggled. Yeah, he struggled to bring his confidence back. We saw it with Torres. He struggled. They both went to Atletico Madrid. They found their feet again. And it might just be the same result with Timo Werner. But we won't give up hope on that. And I guess we're going to move on from that as well. So VAR's back in full effect. Did anyone watch the Manchester City Southampton match yesterday?
Mm-mm. I heard Southampton should have got a penalty.
Southampton should have got a penalty, but they didn't. VAR, the referee went to the screen and he overruled it. An offside decision was given against Raheem Sterling, which I think was actually kind of fair, but the lines are looking a bit thicker.
Especially when they're saying they're not going to do marginal ones anymore. Yeah. To like.
Why?
They've changed, like, so on VAR it used to be like if the lines overlap then they won't rule it out anymore. Like last season they were just ruling out for like the tiniest like little bit of shoulder or whatever.
So they've stopped that.
But it's like, even obviously then it still becomes marginal in another sense of like, all right, but if it's only not crossing over by the smallest bit then you're still offside. So it's like that Raheem Sterling one was a bit harsh because it was like still very marginal, but the lines weren't crossing, so...
It's a shame, because I really wanted to talk about the VAR, but if only one person or two people have seen it, then we're going to move straight on, and we're going to discuss the VAR decision in the Manchester United match.
You was robbed. Yeah. Okay. Ronaldo should have had at least two penalties. To be fair, yeah, the last one that should have been given the penalty was probably one of the most obvious ones amongst the three that was claimed.
Just for context, who are you talking about?
Ronaldo
should have had... The Zuma one.
Yeah, So basically, there was three pen shouts. Yeah, the last one towards the end of the game before West Ham was granted a penalty. We should actually got a penalty, but maybe because Ronaldo, they don't want to give it to him. Mm-hmm. Like VAR. Did he go and look at it? Was that the one he went to look at? Was it the
same? No.
So there was one of them that he actually went to go and look at the screen. He still said no, but VAR said nope, no penalty. We should have actually had two. But if not one, and that was the last one that Zuma did what he did to Ronaldo. But it's fine. God prevailed and the girl said that.
God prevailed. Yeah. Speaking of God prevailing, was that a handball for you guys?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah? What about you, Timo? Do you think that was a handball?
I think it's a bit harsh because of the distance, but actually because he's got he's not in the natural
silhouette or whatever.
Also, you just got to think, like, if his hand wasn't there, would it have gone into a dangerous area and been a good chance? So it's like, it is harsh, like you're saying, like, the distance is so small, but if it wasn't for that, it's only the hand that's stopping it, so it's kind of like, gotta give it.
The thing is, right, and I feel like this might get a bit too deep. I don't mean it in a deep way, but I really hope that people are giving Gareth Southgate the same energy that they're giving to David Moyes for bringing Mark Noble. That's all I'm saying, because when Southgate bought Rashford and Sancho on for that 1 minute just to come and take on penalties, yeah.
But then there's a difference, because what's Mark Noble, out of all his penalties, apparently he's only missed four.
Yeah, but at the same time, he did not play that game.
No, I think it's different the other way. I'm like, for a penalty shootout, it makes more sense when it's like, the trophy is on the line, it's a penalty shootout and you've got two attackers on the bench. There need to be multiple penalties, especially if it goes into 10 penalties or whatever. if Southgate hadn't have made those substitutions and, like, I can't even remember who was still on the pitch at that point, like...
Mason Mount.
He was off the pitch at that point, wasn't he?
Yeah, he came off.
No, that what I mean is that, like, as in the two that Rashford and Sancho came on for. Yeah, it was like Henderson who'd missed penalties beforehand. Cool. Do you know what I mean? Like, if they'd have missed it, then they would have got, he would have got the same smoke. So I'm like, that made more sense to me. But in a game when there's not a penalty shootout and it's just one penalty. With that much pressure,
what do you mean, I don't see the point. Put on your best penalty taker.
Not in that scenario.
Well, to be fair, he probably thought, oh, David Hayer hasn't scored a penalty since 2014. No one knew was going to save that penalty. So he put him on. Like, for me, I swear to God, before, when the penalty was given, I just said, fuck off, David Hayer. And then in like 5 minutes, like for him to save, do you guys not see the TL? Like how happy everyone was to see him save a penalty.
Yeah.
Like,
it's, do you know when the last one it was as well?
I saw it was 2014, like, or 15.
It was Everton United in that semi final where Lukaku. It's the one time where Lukaku, he didn't have my love that game. He had opportunity after opportunity, and then missed that penalty.
So you're like, boy. That's what he gets for being cocky. He probably, like, generally speaking, he thought, what's his name, went save that penalty. And like I said, God prevailed.
Yeah.
Did you see his face?
God prevailed.
Did you see David Moyes' face when he made the substitution? He thought he really did done something.
Yeah. like a Louis Van Gaal.
I was just going to say, yeah. He wanted that status of,
that
like,
status of Van Gaal.
Genius substitution.
Did you guys think David Hill would have saved that penalty today, honestly speaking?
To be honest, when Mark Noble came on, second he came on, it's less to do with David Hill and more to do with Mark Noble. I thought, you're coming on, you're probably freezing. You're coming on to take one kick, you're going to miss. I thought he was going to rocket it. I did not think he was
going
to score.
I thought that was going in because he's a good penalty taker. I already, like, from the moment...
But even the best penalty takers, they miss.
They miss.
And in that scenario...
But I'm a Man United fan. I've seen, what's his name, League 11 goals before in May.
What, Villarreal?
Yes, I witnessed that. For him to save that today, yeah... has made, like, I'm more confident in him because a lot of people, like, sorry to come on topic, everyone's like, oh, Henderson should be our number one keeper because of what's his name declining. And I feel like it's kind of good that Hender did play a bit. It kind of, I feel like it gave, like, David Hayes some bit of confidence, like, he done, like, me be a second keeper. Like, come on, man, rate he's seeing. And I'm happy he's doing well. If you guys actually watch him throughout the season, I know he's only 5 games in, he's actually did all right. Like, he doesn't have no more bozo moments. Like, he's actually coming off his line.
It's only 5 games,
no,
baby.
I know, but when you, like, if you guys watch him, he's, like, he kind of lost his, like...
confidence.
Yeah, like, we was having debates saying that people were saying Leno's better. Do you remember when we was having those kind of saying Leno's better than David Hayer? People were saying that. Like, generally... Yeah, generally speaking, like, honestly.
Sorry,
Shai. Honestly speaking, like... But, yeah, I'm happy that... He said that if you saw at the end of the game, you don't see how Erling, everyone ranting give him a hug because we haven't seen that in a while. Like, generally speaking. And to that game, I even got cuts for saying that I don't think it was a good half. But to be fair, someone did say that for Man United, it was okay. We sustained it to an extent. Mm-hmm. It's a shame that it was a deflected goal off Varane. But in the end, we won the game. And I'm not going to lie, I did question Ole bringing on... Jesse Lingard and Matic, but I guess God prevailed.
God keeps prevailing for Man United.
But I'm not gonna lie to you, West Ham are not easy to play against. You know what Moyes has done with that team is a madness. It's actually a madness.
They've made good signings as well. Zuma, I thought played really well.
Why did he sell him?
Oh, because we were meant to get Jules Koundé.
And you didn't get the guy in the end.
We didn't get him in
Zuma
the end.
Was amazing today, honestly speaking.
He was really good. But at the end of the day, some Chelsea fans are always going to be on the fence with Zuma because Zuma, he's really good, I'd say, with one-on-ones, with Jules, all of that stuff. But when it comes to being a ball-playing centre-back, he's not it. And with Tim Tuchel's team, you need a balls playing centre back, and he just didn't quite make the cut, and that's why he's a good centre back.
Today he was really good. He showed up. What's his name? Today Maguire and Fred wanted to finish us, but again, Fred is actually.
What is your beef with Fred?
Nah, Fred is actually shit. You know what? Like, do you know what? Yeah, you know when Jose bought him, everyone's like Fred. Fred is red. Everyone's so happy. I genuinely believe that the guy would be decent. He's Brazilian. Like, when, like, how often do you see Brazilians be that crap? He's actually shit. He's actually shit. And it's so sad that I'm coming to say that I think McTominay is better. But then again, today McTominay was shit. So with them two, they're just both clowns. Like, there's like, do you watch? Do you guys actually watch Fred and? Like, you can't even say one is better than the other, because one day you'll say Fred is better, then within 2 minutes you see McTominay do something stupid. Like, it just goes on and on. They're shit. Then Maguire today, and sorry, I love him, that's my guy, but ever since he's come back from the Euros, he's been a bit shaky. He hasn't been like the same guy from the Euros. Are you guys paying attention to Maguire? Have you guys been
he's got spun a bit.
He hasn't been like the same. He's doing stupid stuff. There's only so much you can blame Ole for. Yes, you can blame Ole for the players that he picks, or his formation, or his tactics. But you can't blame Ole for players doing stupid things. Like today, Bruno is so stupid. And do you see what, like, he was running here? Why are you shooting? Like, he kills off the attack. Bruno will make the attack, but then he'll do something stupid to kill off the attack. You can't blame Ole for Bruno being stupid like that. Same with Maguire. He had the ball. Before you knew it, it came off. It's gone back to West. It's just stupid. It's stupid stuff. There's only so much people can blame Ole for. I'm not saying that, Ole doesn't deserve the criticism that he gets. But when you have stupid players like that, this is the result. I genuinely did not think we'll beat West Ham, honestly speaking. From when it was like 1-1, I was like, it is what it is. And from when Ronaldo didn't get that penalty, or what the penalties, I genuinely thought, it was one of those games that it's going to be a draw. Thank God that Jesse Lingard on. I'm so happy, genuinely speaking.
Do you know what? I appreciate your soliloquy there, and, you know, you bear passion. But you started off this whole conversation saying Man United is better than Chelsea.
I was just, you know what? I was just gonna raise my hand and say something.
But what did I say to say?
Because you just said you were gonna lose against West Ham.
No, I said I wouldn't expect us to beat West Ham.
That's
what I'm saying for.
No, change your words.
But that's why I looked that team up, because
So
you feel like you couldn't really win against West Ham, but you think you're gonna beat Chelsea, but Chelsea are better.
No, but West Ham are actually a good team. Like, they're not a drill team.
They're at the back, they're shaking.
But you know, funny enough, what's his name was missing. Antonio was out for a red, didn't it? If he was playing today, I genuinely believe that Man United would have, you know.
It doesn't come back to the beginning.
Because Arsenal has beaten us so many times, but Arsenal are going to tell us that
Arsenal
they're better.
Getting straight.
No, but I'm just letting you know that Arsenal beats us, but are you going to tell me that Arsenal's team is better than us on, like, paper?
So you don't accept that Chelsea is a good team?
I rate Chelsea. I think you're a very good team. Like, I've put my hands up and say you guys are a good team. But I believe that Man United can beat nearly everyone in the league on a good day. But it's just a shame that we have more bad days than good days. That's it.
That says a lot about your squad. Then
It doesn't.
No, but also, I get the thing about having, like, bogey teams though as well. Yeah. That, like, you West just have Ham. That history that you just always, no matter what happens, you're better than them. But you're like.
No,
do you know
who our bogey team is? Wolves. Remember how before that every time we play them.
Is West Ham your bogey team?
Nah, because we beat them.
Okay, so it's back to the beginning.
No, but it's different. I don't think you understand.
I'm telling you now, if Chelsea are drawing, I know Chelsea are gonna win. Like, I know with my heart.
And I know in my heart that
my heart. You just said.
Win against them, right? Is that what you're talking about?
No, we're talking about okay, so sorry to cut you off, Tima, but for example, when we played Aston Villa and we put on a crap performance, in our hearts of hearts, we knew we were still going to win. We played Zenit, crap performance, but we were still calm because we knew we were going to win.
Yeah.
You played West Ham and you literally said you didn't think you were going to beat them.
Nah, because in the second half...
You guys are confusing.
Bree,
when you're editing this, please rewind it and say the exact line.
You're confusing me now. Sorry.
What are you confused about? Let's talk this over. Because I really want to debunk.
I think it's basically, do you have the confidence that you'll beat Chelsea, right?
Yes, I'm not going to take that away.
But they're saying, but you didn't have the confidence you beat West Ham.
I think she's saying that because of how the game went.
Yeah, Like, not yet. Like,
no, no. What I'm saying is, if Chelsea are in that same position,
yeah.
I am confident Chelsea will beat West Ham. You said you did not believe in your heart of hearts that Man United were going to beat West Ham.
Nah, because I don't feel like.
So, how can you say with your chest that you have a better team than Chelsea?
I can. We're
not going to get anywhere.
Everyone's got boogie teams. Chelsea's never been our boogie team.
No, but the thing is,
did you watch?
That's actually wrong.
Did you watch the game today against West Ham? Did you guys actually watch the game? Yes. Did you not see there was a period of time here that West Ham kept knocking at our door, was doing stupid things, and that was to do with us having Fred and Tony.
Would that not be the case in a Chelsea game?
No, because it's Chelsea, it's different. Like, it's different.
So then that brings us back to the point that in that situation, Chelsea's handling that situation, but Man United isn't handling.
You reckon? Right, cool. Yeah. When you play West Ham, if you do beat them comfy or whatever, then I'll put my hands up. But at the end of the day, whether you beat them comfy or not, you still leave the same points, which is how many? 3 points. Doesn't make a difference.
What's going on?
It doesn't make a difference. Generally different. But
anyways, when is the Chelsea United game?
We've got 3 points.
27th of November.
It's too far away, man. I need that now.
That's the second time.
I need that now.
What's going on?
We've got 3 points. And I'm happy that we've got 3 points. I'm happy Jesse got his goal because that was a really good goal. Yeah. I'm happy. If I would like, I should be sad because of West Ham did what they did, their little spell. They tried to rob us off penny.
I'm happy.
Because at the end of the day, we all have 30 points. That's it. Generally speaking.
Okay.
Who's Man United's next game?
Villa.
Okay. Do you know what?
Who's your next game?
Man City.
Guys, we're not going to get anywhere with this argument. let's pack it in there. So, all in all, Audrey, I'm going to ask the Chelsea girls as well, because I've got to always ask you guys this. If you had to pick a man of the match for your match, who are you choosing?
David Ayer. He saved a penny.
Okay. Fair enough. And a donkey of your match? Don't say Fred.
Donkey of the match? Do you know what? Before we even go, can I speak on Aaron? Because I feel like people are harsh on him. I personally feel like he had a good game today, bar that stupid.
Why was that not a penalty?
Because he fouled Aaron Saka. Aaron Saka wasn't fouled. He did. If you watch it, you'll see he was fouled. Like, I genuinely feel like people are harsh on Aaron, but he's actually getting better. I'm not saying he's going to be the best right back in the league or whatever, even though he already is, but. Yeah, we won't go to that.
The best right back in the league. We will stay here for another hour.
Anyways,
we will stay here for another hour.
That's fine, but like I said,
the best what and where.
No, anyways, like I said,
and say less.
Fred was the donkey of the day, but
did she just say that?
Yeah.
People would say that Aaron Osaka is crap, but Fred is actually the worst. I think he's the weak link in Man United squad. He's actually terrible. Are you on the podcast today?
For context, we have our new star Shai in the background watching.
Sorry, Shai. Sorry, just.
Does Trent play in France?
No, he doesn't. But that's fine. Is Trent a good defender?
Yes.
He is. I think. Cool. That's my argument then. If you think Trent is a good defender, better than Aaron Saka, I'm not gonna argue with you. That's right.
Do you know what? We'll come back to this best right back in the league another day because we are stretched for time and. We're not the only ones that played this weekend, unfortunately. Tottenham.
You know what? It was so funny that you guys want to see a young black boy fell in the pit.
We got stretched.
This is really sad.
Wait,
he's come from Crystal Palace to play for one of the best, in fact, the best team in England, and you guys are bringing him down.
How?
Why can't he be the best right back in the league? What's the point? Why can't he?
Because Reece James is there, Trent is there. Like, okay. He's got.
Seamus Coleman's there.
Okay, we've had this discussion. Let me get onto this. I'm not going to speak on that because we'll just go back and forth. It's fine. You guys don't rate him. That's fine. I rate him.
I just saying we don't rate him. Yeah. There's just other people that he needs to.
It's just such an leave comments.
Jesus, that's fine. I know at the end of the day, I will always support a black brother in football.
It's not about us not supporting a black brother. Like, even the other guys that we've mentioned, they've got black in them.
Like I said, I'm not going to go into this.
Okay, we're not going into this. We're not going into it. We support all races on Gold Diggers UK. We do not discriminate.
Well, anyways, I know he'll get the last laugh.
Okay, so Everton went to Birmingham to play Aston Villa, and it was quite a match. Do you know what? I'm not even going to add any context, rather take it away.
Well, I did say last week that we were due a loss, and then we beat Burnley, and then this game happened. To be fair, I'm not really panicking. Like I said at the beginning of the season, my expectations are quite low for this season, just in the sense that we couldn't even fill our bench. Like we had, you have what, like 9 players on the bench? We had 8. We couldn't even fill it. Although James Rodriguez could have been that 9th, but I won't go into that.
Where is he?
Just chilling. having a nice, he's on Twitch, streaming and stuff, having a nice little life. Now, apparently, Benito says he has like a muscle thing, but I'm like, he's had a muscle thing for quite a few months now. I'm not panicking. It's just like, my only panic maybe is that it depends how long everyone else is out for. So we played this game without Pickford, without Coleman, without Calvert-Lewin, without Richarlison. Like, that's 4 big stars, and then James Rodriguez as well. So we don't have a backup right back. We have Jonjo Kenny, who just they don't trust at all and never plays. So we're playing Godfrey, who's arguably our best centre back, at right back. So it's just like, just worry where it's going to go in terms of injuries, because I feel like our starting 11 is decent. Like, we can beat majority of the league with that starting 11, but when it comes to like competing for Europe, you can't compete for Europe if you can't fill a bench. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just not good. So, but having said that, I don't think the scoreline fully reflects the pattern of the game that much.
Do we know?
Because it was, if you...
I hear your comment. You know what I say? Because just off topic quickly, when we lost to Man United 2 years ago 4-0, the scoreline was not the context of the game. So I hear you.
I'm like, don't bring up Man United again.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, you're the reason. But no. Chelsea's reason why Danny James got his dream.
Oh, whatever. We're on Everton.
I know, like, expected goals and all that don't show the full story either, but like, we were both on 0.96 and then it was like 3-0. It was just like 10 minutes of just like 2 mistakes from Digne, basically, and then like Bailey was very good. I know. So it's one of those, it's like there were a few defensive errors, and then after that, it was just quick goals, and after that, it was just like, how are you going to come back from that? So I don't think it accurately reflected the whole performance, but it just shows you where we're at when you don't have a full squad. Mm-hmm. We said it at the beginning in the transfer, that's why everyone didn't have high hopes this season. I don't know if you saw, like, on The Athletic, it was like they polled everyone's, everyone's fans, and it was like, who are you feeling positive about the season? And, like, at the top, it was like Chelsea and, like, et cetera. Bottom 20th with all red, about like 8% green was Everton. So we knew we had problems with our squad, and it's showing. And I'm just like, if we get injuries in midfield now, it's a long one.
What about Rafa Benitez? Is there anything that he could possibly, you know, do with your squad that he's got?
I mean, James Rodriguez, I think, is the one thing. Other than that, I don't think.
Wait, hold on. Where have you been?
During summer or whatever, I didn't look at football or stuff like that too tough.
So Ancelotti left. We didn't know that. Ancelotti's at Real Madrid.
I was so focused on mourning over England and stuff, I did not dig into other stuff.
That's what I didn't.
Ancelotti left beginning of the season.
Yeah, beginning of the season.
No, beginning of transfer window, basically.
See, I missed that. I genuinely missed that.
You were thinking, it's calm.
I genuinely missed that. Wow. Where is he now?
Real Madrid.
Oh, yeah. Real Madrid. Sorry, apologies.
It's the way he just left. How
snake.
Did, you feel that?
Did we even talk about this last time? I'm trying to remember. Yeah. He's a snake. Yeah, I won't go into it. But anyway. Yeah, Benitez, to be fair, I feel like he's won fans over. It was a hard job for Benitez to win fans over, and he's kind of done it. I don't think this game was particularly his fault. Maybe some of his substitutions were a bit wild, but other than that, like I said, we don't have a squad, so it's like, what can you do? But I think where he will get criticism is James Rodriguez, because I'm like, you can't have a world-class player sitting on a bench at home. Not even sitting on a bench. Sitting at home on his sofa, chilling. It's like...
Great's been good,
but I'm also like... Like, people saying, oh, you don't know if he's fit enough or he doesn't play in the system in terms of Rodriguez. But I'm like, when you need a goal, for 15 minutes. He's not even good. Rodriguez isn't even good enough to sit on your bench and come on for 15 minutes when we're playing an unfit Rondon up front. 32-year-old Rondon. And James Rodriguez is at home.
Where's he tracking from? Like,
China. We're China.
Rondon. I haven't heard that name.
And also, not even just Rondon, an unfit Rondon. He wasn't even fit yet. Oh. And you're saying he's better than a slightly unfit James Rodriguez, who's been training every week.
Please, he's not trying to play him, man.
He's not trying to play him. But he's sitting on like 100,000 grand a week or whatever it is, and
he's smoking a cigar. He's chilling. My condolences for
Thank you. Massive L this week. My big worry though is like we got QPR on Tuesday in the League Cup, and I'm like, that's.
Are you worried?
Well, in the sense of no, if we still don't have we won't have Calvert-Lewin. Yeah. So if we don't have Richarlison, if we don't have Pickford, if we don't have a right back, I'm still like that's a like QPR is not the hardest games, but it's also not like the easiest. They're going to be properly up for it. Yeah. It's at their stadium. Exactly, like yeah. It's. Do you know what I mean? And then if you're out of the League Cup that early, fans are going to turn.
And it's Rafa Benitez as well, so they're going to
exactly,
turn
Exactly, they'll turn quickly.
Any excuse that they can. But speaking of the League Cup, Everton, like you said, you guys are playing QPR. Man City is playing Wycombe Wanderers. Liverpool is playing Norwich City. By the way, Bubbles, whenever you're ready to come back, just let us know. Brighton is playing Swansea. Arsenal's playing AFC Wimbledon. Oof, I wonder if they'll win. Chelsea's playing Aston Villa again. Manchester United is playing West Ham again. Wolverhampton's playing Tottenham. Millwall's playing Leicester. Now, I guess I'll go around the room.
We should beat them.
Is it at Old Trafford or?
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember.
Yeah, no, it's at Old Trafford.
We should beat them. We genuinely should beat them. I feel like from today's game, we should actually look at how we played because we sustained a bit. We did. Mm-hmm. Well, there's only so much you can sustain throughout the campaign. Yeah. We did all right. Like, it was okay. Just don't be giving away stupid goals. That's the problem with Man United. They concede stupid goals.
Yeah.
Like, it was an unlucky goal, though, to be fair.
Yeah, it was a genuine stupid goal, honestly speaking. So, yes, I'm confident we should beat West Ham. If Antonio, we'll lock him off. Don't worry. Champions League Varane.
No problem. Champions League Varane and Man United to beat West Ham. Team Umbrie, you confident with Chelsea hosting Aston Villa?
Yeah. It's a bit of a sticky one, though. They gave us a bit of a running around in the first half. And I don't know, like, I think it depends what team Tuchel if Sal plays. It was Sal's fault.
No, honestly, he gave me a headache that day.
I don't know why he debuted like that. He should have come on as a sub.
I knew.
Because he's most likely going to play.
Does Tuchel
needs to put him in another kind of match to please him in, so it's going to be this.
Not Aston Villa.
It's making my palms sweat already.
Will Tuchel take this competition seriously, do you think?
I think he's taking everything seriously. Yeah, I think he'll take everything seriously.
I think Kepa will start again in goal, though.
Is it actually out?
Hip injury. I don't know where he accumulated that one from.
Where did the hip come from?
They must be training a bit too much. The Zenit game.
Yeah.
Was it because of that?
Yeah, he had a collision.
I thought it was his rib.
Yeah.
I think he'll be back for Man City.
I hope so.
Oh, he has to.
When's the Man City game?
Saturday.
Weekend.
12:30 p.m.
That can ruin my weekend.
Did his team qualify for African Cup of Nations?
Yeah. Did who?
Mendy.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are pissed. So.
It's only like 2 weeks or something, though. Yeah, two games. It's not too bad.
Liverpool
are pissed.
Yeah, you only missed two games. But yeah, if you're two of the front three.
Your goal scorer.
Mane has made no difference this season. Like, he's not even playing.
Mane scored.
No, Mane has been missing chances. You give Mane 19 chances, he'll score one. That's bad. You still prefer him and Salah in your team over Firmino for African combinations. Two games. But the thing is, we all say it's just two games, right? In those two games, they are travelling to wherever they're travelling to in Africa. Yeah, they've got to play them 2 games, then they've got to play high intensity. In fact,
you're playing a lot of games in between. Whilst
with they're only missing 2 games in England, they're probably playing what 5-6 games in Africa Cup of Nations, depending on how far they go. And then they're gonna come back, and they're gonna come back fatigued. So it's always gonna be more than 2 games. Probably be 3-4 games that they're probably gonna have to sit out and miss, and kind of ease back into.
Don't Leicester have quite a lot of players in African Cup?
Have you guys seen Chelsea's fixtures in January? Let's just hope Mendy gets knocked out very early, because we have like Man City, we have Arsenal, we have Liverpool.
You have who?
I think we have.
You said you have Arsenal.
Listen, catching another stray bullet.
Just all the way over.
Congrats for being Arsenal. You still came eighth.
Anyway, sorry, this is way off topic of the Carling Cup. I think Chelsea should go through.
I love how you put it, the Carling Cup.
Carabao.
And lastly, you think Everton with your bench?
Do you know what? Like, I bring the worst luck to Everton as well. Like, when I go to live, I'm going on Tuesday, and I was there when we lost to Millwall, in the FA Cup. Worst experience of my life. not even just a football game, like my life. I was like, it was bad. It was one of the worst games I've ever been to. And then they were like shouting racist abuse. That's and then horrible. It was
Millwall.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm out. that's their
it was
job.
Like, and also just in terms of like. Even, I think, because they've got such a reputation that even amongst, like, Everton fans, usually I see, like, more women, I see, like, more ethnic minorities. I was looking around, like, rah. Like, did I make a mistake coming here? I was just, like, it was just, the whole thing was tense. And then they got, like, there was, like, police dogs on the pitch at full time and, like, police with, like, riot. It was a madness.
I don't
want
them in the Prem.
I live by them. They're actually awful fans. They're terrible. They're actually terrible. But if they do come to the Prem, like, you know, games will be cheap.
quickly go down to New Cross, go watch a quick match. But okay, I said I was gonna come back to it. You're donkey of the match, Tima.
I'm gonna whisper this. Mason Mount.
That's why I asked you. who was your man of the match, Brie?
Thiago Silva. He was amazing today.
37, but not looking 37
The clearances he was making, even the goal as well, just timely.
Do you think he's better than Mariah?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
say hello. I'm gonna make a poll later. We'll see the results.
Are your poll.
That is good, because I actually follow a lot of Chelsea fans. Saw me and said it'll be balanced. Wouldn't it be biased?
All the time that your polls are gonna be balanced. They won't be biased.
Do you not remember when I done stories off topic? I actually did one that said, who's gonna challenge for the league next season? I was out Chelsea and Man United. Chelsea was actually winning. My followers are balanced. It's not biased. I'm gonna do the poll. Don't worry, I'll do it.
How did you do in Gold Diggers get account?
No.
I remember when Bubbles and Mel, when it used to be polls with Tottenham or Liverpool. Tottenham or Liverpool will win hands down, just because of Bubbles and Mel, who had them minions behind them. But anyway, are we good? Are we good to close? Any last minute arguments that you guys want to make?
Chelsea will beat Man United on the 27th of November, and Audrey's gonna wear the jumper T-shirt.
That's fine, not when Cristiano Ronaldo is around.
Tima? Your face has said a million words, Tima.
This podcast has been an experience. And all I'm saying is, listen, I respect you're defending your team, innit?
Do you know what? I've actually toned down. You're so lucky you didn't come across me when I was on the podcast.
I'm sure. Honestly. I'm sure I can see. But, I mean, I have to agree with Brie. Like, 27th November.
That's fine, I'll get the last laugh.
I'm getting my popcorn now.
I'm getting my popcorn too.
As long as, Faye, just be present. That's who I want to deal with. She ready? No. That's who I will have the last laugh with.
Do you know how funny that will be?
Do you know what? Faye and Audrey on the same pod.
They'll have to sit across each other.
Yeah. Audrey, you'll sit there. Faye will sit there. Because that day, the day that happens, my goodness. But anyway, guys, we are out of time, so... Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Gold Diggers Podcast. Make sure you follow us at GoldDiggersUK_ on Instagram, at GoldDiggersUK on Twitter. Follow our TikTok as well, at GoldDiggersUK. We will definitely be getting more content coming through on TikTok, I promise you. it will happen. But yeah, also follow our individual accounts on Instagram and on Twitter as well. Until next week, I guess. Goodbye.
Bye.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.